The topic of this evening's talk is the purpose of creation. This question, what is the purpose of creation, arises in the mind of every individual sometime or the other, irrespective whether he's rich or poor, king or pauper, black or white, yellow or brown, whether he lives in America or UK, whether he lives in India or Saudi Arabia. This question, sometime or the other, crops up in the mind of each and every individual. Why have we been created? Why are we here? What is our purpose in this world? And most of the human beings, they think that there has to be a supreme creator. That is Almighty God. And because of him, we are here. However, there is a minority who do not believe in the existence of the creator, of Almighty God. And they assume that the full world has come into existence by chance. And we human beings too, we have come into being by chance. Suppose you see on the beach the footprints of a human being. Immediately, a logical person, he thinks that these footprints have been created by the walking of a person. A logical person will not assume that the footprints came into existence by chance, or the footprints came into existence by the waves coming on the beach, and when the waves went away, it created these footprints. A logical person will realize that these footprints have been created by a person. It had a purpose why it was created. This question, what is the purpose of creation, can be answered in two perspectives. Number one, from the perspective of the creator, that is Almighty God. And second, by the perspective of the creation, that is human being. The first perspective is the view of the creator, Almighty God. What caused him to create the human being? What caused him to create this creation? And number two, from the perspective of the creation, that the human beings, that why were we created by Almighty God? Those people who do not agree in the existence of Almighty God and believe that we have come in this world by mere chance, according to this philosophy, there is no difference between the human beings and all the other creation. All have come by chance, even the human beings as well as the animals. So these people do not have a particular purpose in life at all. They don't have a purpose for existence. And they live the same way as the animals. Drink, sleep, rest, and procreate. That's it. So the purpose of the animals and the human beings become the same. To eat, to drink, to rest, to sleep, and to procreate. And because they don't have a purpose, they try and strive excellence in eating, in drinking, in living. And they become materialistic. And that's the reason for such people, materialism becomes their god. And because of this, these same people, they create drugs just to earn money, to have a better living. They create bombs and weapons of mass destruction. They involve in fornication, in adultery, in homosexuality, in pornography. It doesn't make a difference to them whether they make drugs or whether they involve themselves in pornography. The main purpose is just nothing but materialism.